He has a cult following as far as that nickname is concerned.
Well, I'll tell you what, JR, he is so popular, my wife and mother-in-law of 25 years never liked football till they saw he hate me.
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, Lou, we are in week 11. Week 11. And it seems like this is just flying by. Don't forget the Toys for Tots drive at the Sovereign until early December. Lou, how many toys we have in that bin?
Four.
All right, there we go. We need more. We desperately need more. So anyway, wow, it's about to explode back there, so we better be quick. Bear news this week. Lou, Tariq Cohen is 5'6", and they always put the towels on the top shelf. He's mad about that. What do you think? Is that a good prank?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Tariq Cohen, he's only 5'6", but when he needs a towel in the locker room, they have it on the highest shelf. And he's always complaining about that.
Hire somebody to get him down for you. You got enough money.
All right, there you go, Lou. So the Bears, you know, they drafted Mitch Trubisky over Patrick Mahomes and some other guy down in the Houston Texans who I don't know. So this week they're going to do a mock 2020 draft. They're going to do a rehearsal, Lou. What would you suggest for those rehearsals?
A new coach, I think, would be the start.
All right.
You know, somebody to call plays. Hey, Mitch Trubisky didn't ask to get picked number one in the draft.
It's true, Lou.
All right. I mean, that's all on the douchebag in the front office that picked.
That would be Ryan Pace.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, when they had a simple offense, they were doing well, they were winning, and they'd miss a field goal. Now they're not even getting up to the point where they can miss a field goal. But that being said, they're 4-5.
Right.
The Rams are 5-4.
Right.
This game is a game of two teams that are, you know, below their potential. The Bears could come out of this week 500 and still be in the thick of things.
Well, that's a good analysis, Lou. And this is not exactly a marquee matchup for Sunday Night Football. What will Chris Collinsworth say this week?
You mean the distant cousin of Joe Buck?
There you go, the distant cousin of Joe Buck. Lou, our League of the Week, our theme song playing is, finally, the XFL. Remember the XFL from 2001? Vince McMahon of the WWF and NBC paired up to create a new league in the magical year of 2001. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Wow.
When did it last? 2001 of April to 2001 of June?
That's pretty much it, Lou. It was one season. One season, Lou. But what was interesting about that, that's where the famous guy, He Hate Me, came from. Remember the guy who wore the jersey that said, He Hate Me?
No.
He was a running back named Rob Smart, Lou. And he instead of putting Smart on the back of his jersey, he put the simple phrase, He Hate Me.
That's why it only lasted a year, Commish. Crying out loud, arena football lasted longer.
So here were the original league teams. The LA Extreme, the Orlando Rage, the San Francisco Demons, the Memphis Maniacs, and finally, the Chicago Enforcers. Lou, the Chicago had a team in the XFL. Which of those teams would you like to pick for your fantasy league, Lou?
Oh, I got to go with the Chicago Marauders.
Well,
definitely.
That would be good, but they're the Chicago Enforcers.
Oh,
so I'm going to take the Orlando Rage, Lou. I'm pretty angry, and the Orlando Rage kind of fits my whole thing there. So, yeah, there's the XFL. But, Lou, next week we're going to talk about the new XFL, which is starting in January of 2020.
Wow.
So that's coming up. Vince McMahon and NBC lost $35 million on the XFL.
Pocket change for Vince.
All right, there you go. Pocket change for Vince. Your question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
If you were to have a jersey in the XFL where you could put a phrase on the back, what would that phrase be and why?
Roll another one.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding weekend, Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by the Toys for Tots Toy Drive until early December at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou sends you!